It's funny. As I look at the text messages, there are people who are furious because I'm not depressed with the election results. They're just, oh, man, their rage is at an all-time high because I think they, it's people who listen to the show accidentally because they can't stand it. And they wanted me to be upset. One person who gets it says, from the 425, Dory, you mean you don't have PTSD from the election and you're not going to curl up into the fetal position and take walks in the woods at all? So you can feel good about yourself again? No need for that. Sorry to tell you that I don't let my daily happiness rise and fall with election results. I'm getting a lot of feedback from you via the Online Trading Academy text line. Often listen to podcasts on my UPS route, but had to tune in to hear what my old pal of 23 years, Dory, thought on the elections. Great to hear your voice. Hope all is well. We got so many FedEx and UPS and USPS drivers who are out there all day in the horrible traffic that our politicians have created for this region, who listen every day. So I really appreciate them listening. One of the things that I talked about was the bizarre... They want to raise the age to buy a semi-automatic gun in our state from 18 to 21. That's one of the missions of 1639. Meanwhile, you have the left in our region, in San Francisco, and most recently in Washington, D.C. They want to lower the voting age from 18 to 16. And I said, how bizarre is it that they say you can't buy a gun at age 18, 19, or 20 because your brain is not sufficiently developed, but... they want those undeveloped brains to be able to vote. And I've gotten a bunch of text messages from people who say, your vote doesn't kill people, guns do. And I would say that that is a profoundly ignorant attitude about the importance of voting, because in our region alone, when you vote for people like Mike O'Brien and everybody else on the city council, and you have a city that's turned over to drug addict vagrants because of their policies, and those drug addict vagrants then go and rape and murder, as many of them have done in our region, your vote absolutely does impact the public safety every bit as much as, you know, this bogus gun legislation. So don't try telling me that a vote is less important for public safety than guns.
Do you think there's a big push for this 16-year-old thing? I mean, it's hard enough to get 18-year-olds to vote.
Washington, D.C., just this week, they had a big discussion in their council about lowering for presidential races. In San Francisco, they just allowed, for this election, they allowed illegals to vote in the school board races, which is bizarre. But again, it's, you have the left that wants to expand, you know, the people who will vote for them, whether it be children or illegals. And so, yeah, there's a growing push for that. And there's been a lot of talk in San Francisco. Let me see a couple of others. On 940, which is going to make it easier to prosecute criminally cops, Dory, it is such a disappointment seeing 60% of the people in this state not caring about taking away the right. Oh, this is on 1639. I'm sorry. Let me do the 941. As a cop wife, 940 has me thinking, babe, maybe you should just slow your roll heading to calls and forget about being proactive. I need him coming home and not heading to jail. And then listen to this. Got a long text. Dory, I'm a cop in the South King County area. I've talked with over 35 other cops today while sitting in a training class. Cops from all over the state. Depolicing is coming. We will never be charged for not chasing a bad guy or not stopping a violent felon. No cop is looking to kill someone, not one. I've given my life for this job, and at this point, I wonder if it's been worth it. I've lost my family through divorce already, not all based on the job, but it clearly had a part. I will not risk being able to no longer financially support my kids because of politics. Law enforcement does a horrible job educating the public. Politicians and the media don't help either. Keep doing God's work, Dory. Yeah, I understand, because I have a lot of buddies who are cops. But we're hearing this more and more. Depolicing is happening actively in Seattle. And with this legislation, the more depolicing that takes over our region, the more the criminals are going to take over the streets. And that is the folly of 940. And then real quick on 1639, which says, if you have your gun in your nightstand and you lock your house and a criminal kicks in your door, breaks a window, grabs your gun, and then uses it in a crime, you, the gun owner, could go to jail for that, even if you locked your house. Dari, it said this from the 206. It's such a disappointment seeing 60% of people in this state not caring about taking away the rights of others. 1639 will do nothing to make people safer. It takes away self-protection, and along with 940 handcuffing police, the only ones really rejoicing today are the criminals. Thanks, commies. He added that, not me. So that's some of the feedback. We're going to take some of your phone calls and all of this stuff coming at 1:30 this afternoon. As I've said many times this afternoon, it was amazing watching various television networks last night, both for what the commentators were saying and for what some of the politicians were saying. And I am going to open up the phones to you. I'm going to get your calls in just a couple of minutes here. You can call in at 888-973-CHIRO if you want to give me your take on these election results. And as I've said, locally, I don't like criminalizing law-abiding gun owners like 1639 will do. I don't like the fact we're going to have illegals and children and criminals on citizens' panels overseeing our cops. I'm glad that the carbon tax failed. I'm glad that the no more food tax passed. So I'd like to get your thoughts on any of those things. It was bizarre last night when it was clear the Democrats were going to win the House. Nancy Pelosi, she got up because she is likely going to be the next Speaker of the House. And again, just purely from a talk show host perspective, having Trump as president on one side and Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House on the other side, there's going to be no shortage of awesome audio for me in the next few months or a couple of years. But Nancy Pelosi, she led one of the most bizarre cheers I have ever heard in my life when she was speaking last night.
It's about stopping the GOP and Mitch McConnell's assault on Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, and the health care of 130 million Americans living with pre-existing medical conditions. Let's hear it more for pre-existing medical conditions.
What? Let's cheer for pre-existing medical conditions? And then the crowd, like a bunch, yeah, pre-existing medical conditions, cancer, yeah. Seriously, is that one of the most bizarre cheers? And the fact that a crowd would just go along with that?
Living with pre-existing medical conditions. Let's hear it more for pre-existing medical conditions.
Yes, who could have more enthusiasm for pre-existing medical conditions? So yeah, if you want to comment on any of this, 888-973-CHIRO is the number to call. And then there's this, Van Jones on CNN. Because people like Van Jones, people on the left, they tend to see everybody through groupings. You know, you have to, you know, people are not individuals. They are groups. And this was odd when he was celebrating the new governor of Colorado.
Let's not forget that even though Andrew Gillum wasn't able to make history and Stacey Abrams wasn't able to make history, Jared Polis did make history as the first gay governor in Colorado. That's a big deal. A lot of these things are positive.
Why is that a big deal? It's neither good nor bad. Being gay is not inherently a positive or a negative thing, just as being heterosexual is neither positive nor negative. Why is that a big deal? We elected our first gay mayor in Seattle, And turns out that he was almost certainly a child rapist. Again, there's nothing inherently good or bad about being heterosexual or about being gay. But for people like Van Jones, that's a big deal. But it's not. The only question is, what is that individual human being like, regardless of his sexual orientation? I don't know why. And can you imagine? Yeah, they elected a straight governor down in Florida. That's a big deal. No, it's not. It's nothing. But in the politics of, you know, division and grouping everybody together, according to the networks, that is something that defines people. Okay, I'd love to get your thoughts. You want to comment on any of the local races, initiatives, any of that stuff? 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Chuck is in Preston. Hello, Chuck. You're on CHIRO.
Hi, Dory.
Hey, Chuck.
Glad to be on the air with you.
Thank you.
I was shocked with the 1639 passing. Everyone I talked to, all the signs I saw said to vote it down. So the fact that it passed and the margin it passed by is a total shock to me.
Yeah, well, the way it was sold and the way it was placed on the ballot was that it was about gun safety, but it really isn't. It's about taking away gun rights. It's about criminalizing somebody who locks up their gun in their house, but because they didn't have it in a safe, they can now become a criminal. And it's likely not going to survive a court challenge, and some of the Second Amendment Foundation groups, they have already said that they're going to go after it in court. So it's just some, it's like so much, it's just something that makes people feel good while accomplishing nothing.
Well, they've made it morally okay that if your wife leaves you, you're justified to go beat up your neighbor for it.
I'll have to think about that analogy before I give you a reaction to that. But yeah, it's, there are a lot of people, especially in rural areas, as I've talked about. There are parts of King County where the King County Sheriff response time is 30 to 45 minutes. And those people, they are their own first line of defense. And if they keep their gun in their nightstand, somebody kicks in their door, steals their gun, uses it in the commission of a crime, then that homeowner becomes a criminal. It makes absolutely no sense. But again, a lot of the stuff we do doesn't make any logical sense. It's just to make people feel good. It's virtue signaling. Chuck, I'm glad you called, sir. Thank you. Let me take a real quick time out. I'll get right back to your phone calls, your comments. You can text me, Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. I'll share a lot of your comments there as well. And I will continue with your phone calls. I do have one line open. 888-973-CHIRO if you want to jump in. Let's chat next on The Dory Monson Show. Nice. Another one of the first 10 45s I ever bought in my life. Alice Cooper. I was interested in elections even when I was 9 years old. Let me grab one of your phone calls. I've got a lot of text messages I got to roll through here, too. Carl is in Tacoma. Hey, Carl, you're on CHIRO.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic.
So the question I have about the gun initiative is I voted against it. Mm-hmm. I was in a neighborhood where I'm in a neighborhood watch, and a few years ago, one of the gals in the neighborhood watch actually had her safe stolen. And a lot of these gun safes that you can buy are very small. You can pick them up and walk away with them.
Sure.
If you have your gun locked up properly and your safe is stolen, how does that work as far as being punished if someone steals your weapon and takes it out of your safe?
You would probably be wise to document with a photo or with video your gun in your safe, you putting it in the safe. I think that it would be, you know, incredibly stupid for a prosecutor to go after somebody who had their gun in one. And I know the exact kind of safe. I mean, sometimes you can bolt those safes to a bed dresser or a side table. But sometimes people just have it so that, they'll have them sitting on the floor and they're easily able to, or a criminal would be easily able to walk off. That's all uncharted territory. And as I said, so much of this initiative is going to be challenged in court that I cannot imagine a prosecutor, if you could prove that it was in a small safe, would go after you. But the burden would be on you. Because if a criminal steals that safe and takes a sledge and busts it open and takes your gun, you'd have to prove that you had it in a safe, which is one of the, you know, thousand reasons why I think this initiative is such a horrible idea. It again, it's putting the pressure on the law-abiding gun owners, and it would give cover to the criminals.
Agreed. I actually am not even a gun owner, and I don't agree with the initiative whatsoever. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call, and hopefully they can come up with some answers. And I hope you're right that this can get overturned at some point.
Well, I know that they've already started preparing their lawsuit. So thanks, Carl. Glad you called. In fact, they said last night, the people for the Second Amendment Foundation, they said that they have several grounds on which they're going to legally challenge this initiative. And I saw one of the reporters from one of the TV stations doing the interview and said, what are those points that you're going to challenge it on? And they said, we're not going to tip our hand. We're not going to let the initiative sponsors tell us now, or we're not going to tell them now what we're challenging, because then they'll all, you know, get a head start in working on their defense of it. But look, so much of what we do, that carbon initiative, I'm so impressed that the voters shot that one down, because that would have done nothing for the planet. And that's the one that thrilled me the most, because that would have hurt the lowest income people in our region. And it was all being done so our governor could run for president. I talked at length about this yesterday. Jay Inslee wanted to hold up this initiative when he's touring the country for president a couple years from now, and he wanted to say, my state passed the first carbon initiative, and a bunch of brain-dead liberals go, good job! What'd it do for the planet? Doesn't matter. Nothing. But we're not going to tell you that. It was a way to get billions and billions of dollars. And so it's... we have become a state where we are much more concerned with visuals, with social justice causes that make no impact on the world around us. As I said, I got a lot of text messages I want to get through. If you are just joining us, if you did not hear the president's press conference this morning, it was probably the wildest White House press conference in history.
Wait, we said that about the last one.
This surpassed the last one. I know. That's why I love being a talk show host in 2018. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier. So I'll play some of that audio for you. More analysis of what happened locally. Lots more straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.